Hey, this is Soap Dirt's General Hospital Spoilers for the week of Monday, February 13th through Friday, February 17th. There's some really good stuff coming, and you're not going to want to miss it. There might actually be another death this week, believe it or not. On Monday, February 13th, we're back at the wedding. And remember on Friday, Portia Robinson is in her beautiful dress. She's looking good. She's ready to walk down the aisle to Curtis and say I do. But the problem is, two people know her secret now. One is Stella Henry, who's playing sick, so she doesn't have to be at the wedding, and the other is Jordan Ashford. So Jordan shows up, puts pressure on Portia, and Portia's really torn about what to do because she wants to marry this man, but she knows if she tells the truth, that wedding is not going to happen. So don't miss the wedding drama on Monday. Also on Monday, Liesl Obrecht comes at Carly Corinthus. She's pretty mad about her hiding the secret that Nina was Willow's daughter for how long now? Months and months. It's gone on way too long. Surprisingly, both Willow and Michael Corinthus completely forgave Carly when everybody was, I think, kind of hoping she would at least have a moment of, I don't know, you know, payback or something. But she's fully remorseful now. So what's interesting is, because Dr. Obrecht can be pretty brutal, and Carly, you know, we all know she can be a wildcat. So when these two come together, you expect a big fight, but it's going to turn out a little more interesting when Liesl opens up to her about how much their family has lost. You know, they just lost Britt. It's a big deal, and she's trying to get tested out to be a DNA match, and so this is a big deal because Carly definitely wants Willow to live because she knows Michael is going to be upset. So on Monday, when Liesl comes at her, it's a big deal. But what's interesting is they're actually going to cut a deal. And she's going to push Carly to get Willow to accept Nina into her life. And that's the deal. And then they're going to kind of drop the vendetta thing. So we'll have to see how it goes. Also on Monday, Spencer Cassadine loses it. As of now, he thinks he stands a good chance at being able to adopt Esme's unborn baby. He thinks his dad has left town, and he's getting a wedding invite from the girl of his dreams, Trina, to come join her at his mother's wedding, so it's not clear yet what's going to set him off. Also that day, Dante and Sam are cooking up a plan. They're still chasing down Nanny Maggie. Some people think that it might actually be Heather. It's hard to say because her last letters were addressed from London, and we know that Heather's been locked up for a while. So it'll be interesting to see what they find on here, but they have a plan to figure it out. And Michael Corinthus also finds himself in a tough spot on Monday, February 13th. Willow's pressuring him to make a plan to move on with his life after she dies in the next couple of weeks, as far as they know, and he doesn't want to do that. He's devastated. Going into Valentine's Day on Tuesday, February 14th, Trina Robinson gets an idea, and she is going to confide in Spencer. Now, it's not clear if this idea is about what's going on with her family or if it's about the hook or what, but we'll have to wait and see. Also, Stella gets a visit because people are wondering why she didn't show up at the wedding. Now, will it be Jordan? Because Jordan's fresh off of a confrontation with Portia, so maybe she comes to Stella. You know, maybe she gets her worked up that they're going to interrupt this wedding. Who knows? But the good news is that Portia finally decides what she's going to do. The big question is what she's going to do walk down the aisle, look Curtis in the eye, and carry on with this? Maybe, because some promo photos for next week show her at the altar in front of Laura Spencer, who's officiating, and then she and Curtis are looking at the back of the wedding venue, looking troubled. So is Stella going to crash the wedding? Is Jordan going to crash the wedding? Something's going to happen. Or this was just a cleverly edited picture, but definitely something's going to blow up. So also on Tuesday, we've got Dante and Sam getting a lead that they're going to follow up, and they're out of town looking for Nanny Maggie. Also over at the Looney Bin, Ryan Chamberlain suspects that Heather Weber is up to no good. And she's probably not. While she told him that they should both escape with Esme and take off, and that's what spoilers indicate that they try to do, was Heather planning on leaving him behind and just taking off with their daughter and their future grandchild? Maybe, just maybe. Sounds like something she would do. Midweek on Wednesday, February 15th, we've got Ava Jerome filling in Nina Reeves on some info. Will she tell her that she clocked her husband to death? Maybe. They're pretty good friends. We'll have to wait and see, but that should be pretty interesting. Also, Laura eavesdrops on a conversation that upsets her. So if Ava is telling Nina that she clocked the husband and has got him in the closet, maybe that's what Mayor Laura overhears. That would be pretty fun if that happens. Also on Wednesday, Ryan makes a shocking move after he comes off confronting Heather about what she did. So we'll have to wait and see what our resident one-handed serial killer is up to midweek. Also on Wednesday, Trina gets suspicious. So with this showdown happening at her mom's wedding, is she about to figure out, oh, maybe Taggart's not my bio dad? This is long overdue, so let's hope that they really, really finally unfold this for the viewers next week. Also on Wednesday, February 15th, Sam and Dante catch a break in their Maggie hunt. Then on Thursday, February 16th, we've got Ava with Dr. Austin Gatlin Holt. Remember, he's agreed to help her move her dead husband's body, but he didn't want to do it in the middle of the day, which is pretty smart. She was just panicking. But they're together, they're colluding, and someone interrupts. My money is on his creepy cousin, Mason, who has shown a really creepy, creepy, creepy interest in Ava. And so I think it's going to be him because he already threatened to go out to Spoon Island. And on a side note, they did such a good job casting that actor because he, despite him having a shaved head and Roger Howarth having a nice head of hair, they look a lot alike. They could be cousins. And the guy just does creepy so well. Also on Thursday, Sonny has got some mob business to take care of. It's not clear what that is. You know, maybe he'll take his new little protege with him if he can get him away from Jocelyn. So watch for that on Thursday. Nina and Jocelyn get into it on Thursday. Of course, Jocelyn doesn't like her, and she's, you know, mini Carly. So it'll be interesting to see if Carly encourages Joss to back off of Nina some, since Carly has agreed with Dr. Obrecht to help Willow reconcile with her biological mother. So this will be interesting. But even if she says something to Joss, Joss might just keep doing what she wants to do because she's her mother's daughter. Also that day, Finn tries to distract Liz. Now you'll remember on Friday, they had a final conversation with Nicholas out of town. Ava doesn't want her to do anything rash. Finn doesn't want her to do anything rash, but Liz is still dead set on going down to the cop shop and confessing. So unless we're going to get a scene of Liz at Pentonville, hopefully Finn can talk her out of it. Also on Thursday, Felicia Scorpio's got FaceTime from her cute hubby, Max Scorpio, and she needs a little reassurance from him, and of course he's happy to offer it. As the week closes on Friday, February 17th, we've got Valentine and Anna worried about something. Of course, they're still playing dead and they're playing the little haunting games and different things, but they definitely need to take care of this Victor problem before he tries to kill Anna again. That same day, Spencer Cassadine is very worried. We don't know about what. If it's Trina, if it's because pregnant Esme ran off from the asylum, we'll have to see. Also, Max shows up somewhere and someone's not happy to see him. Perhaps it's his biological son, Cody Bell. Of course, that is another secret kid thing that's going to linger for who knows how long. We expect it for a while. Victor Cassadine loses patience on Friday and he's giving out orders. He's trying to take care of something, but it looks like his master plan might be unraveling. Finally, on Friday, Laura Spencer is utterly shocked. So maybe she finds out that her oldest son is dead. Then we've got a couple of more undated spoilers for the week. Alexis Davis has a revelation. And the most interesting spoiler coming out of next week, but we're not sure what day, is that a huge showdown turns fatal. Now, we just lost Nicholas last week, and now we're talking about somebody else dying. But just because it's a big showdown doesn't mean that one of our major characters is going to die. This showdown might be part of Heather and Ryan's escape, and maybe a guard dies during the confrontation because we know Ryan doesn't have any problem taking lives. So we'll just have to wait and see. It's going to be a really big week next week on General Hospital, and these are all your spoilers for Monday, February 13th through Friday, February 17th. Enjoy!